AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A renewed push from top Democrats to get President Biden to drop his re-election bid, Sagamagani reports.
Sources say former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about his former running mate's campaign, and ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has privately warned the president Democrats might not win the House if he stays in. Congress's top two Democrats have also shown concerns.
Democrats are in a dark place.
And strategist Nathan Daschle says they cannot unite with the president to top the ticket. The Biden campaign rejects reports the president may be softening to the idea of leaving the race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the Republican National Convention, former President Trump is set to formally accept the party's nomination tonight. And Mike Hempen has the latest on the investigation into Saturday's assassination attempt.
Two people familiar with the investigation say the man who tried to assassinate Donald Trump had on his phone photos of the former president, President Biden, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and FBI Director Chris Wray. The sources say 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks had looked up dates for the Democratic National Convention as well as Trump's appearances. Three people familiar with the investigation say the shooter also had searched for major depressive disorder. However, one of those sources says investigators haven't determined whether Crooks was actually diagnosed with the disorder. On Sunday, an FBI official said there was no indication of any mental health issues. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a surprise visit to troops in southern Gaza. In Russia, closing arguments tomorrow in the espionage trial of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. And in Bangladesh, clashes continue between police and protesters. Media reports say a total of 25 people have been killed since Tuesday. The demonstrations are over a system of allocating government jobs. This is AP News. Comedian Bob Newhart has died at the age of 94. Haya Panjwani has a look at his career.
The accountant-turned-comedian gained fame with the Smash album and became one of the most popular TV stars of his time. Newhart was a Chicago psychologist in The Bob Newhart Show in the 70s and a Vermont innkeeper on Newhart in the 80s. Both shows featured a low-key Newhart surrounded by eccentric characters. The second show had a twist ending in its final episode.
You won't believe the dream I just had.
What is it?
I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
The whole series was revealed to have been a dream by the psychologist he played in the other show. Newhart continued appearing on television occasionally after his fourth sitcom ended. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.